Thank you, Mr. Sharma. I'm Yaval Ashed, public health specialist, MPH, with background of MD. I'm from Ethiopia, and I'll share some experience of public-private partnership in terms of controlling and preventing TB. So I have no relationship to disclose. So this is the title of my presentation, and this is the outline of presentation. I will start with defining terms used in the study. So the first is private health sector. So this is the health sector, which is owned by or run by a non-governmental body, either for profit or for non-profit. And public health sector, this sector is owned or run by government for purpose of public health service. And public-private mix is, this is a model or strategy for partnership between public and private sector to control and prevent TB. All forms of TB care, this is smear positive, smear negative, and extrapulmonary TB cases. So in the background, I would like to share some points about private sector in Ethiopia. So all segments of population in low-income countries in general, and particular in Ethiopia, seek health care from private practitioners. So I will be showing you this with figures in subsequent slides. So given its expanding coverage in health care delivery system, the private sector has great potential to help achieve both national and global targets set for TB and HIV control programs in developing countries. So this is because in Ethiopia, some 20 years back, all service care delivery system was by public. But since 20 years back, because of change of policy, private sector is growing and providing health service for the population. So just this is the figure to show you to compare the capacity of private and public sector in Ethiopia in terms of infrastructure and professionals. So as you can see, it is comparable. The private and the public sector are comparable in terms of professional profile and infrastructure. So going and seeing some points about the private sector. So contrary to the assumption that the private is only for urban, some studies actually done by World Bank in 2006 showed that the private sector serves the rural as well. For example, in Ethiopia, at like 42% of population in the rural, from rural setting, they got service from the private sector. They are comparable. So the other thing, contrary to the assumption that the private is for well-to-do or the highest quartile of income. Studies, the same study by World Health Bank, World Bank showed that almost a comparable amount of those low income and higher income quartiles seek health from private facilities as well. So once I shared you these points about the private sector in Ethiopia, so I'll be turning my focus to TB. So TB is the leading public health problem in Ethiopia, as in any other developing countries. As you can see, the high figure of prevalence and mortality from TB. So there are strategies globally and nationally to curb this public health problem. So one of the strategies is by WHO. This is a Stop TB strategy, which was launched in 2006 with six components. So one of the components of this strategy is engaging all health providers in controlling TB. So this is public-private mix of PPM DOS. It's one of the key components of this strategy. So actually this strategy aims to eliminate TB in 2015. So adopting this strategy, Ethiopia in 2006 developed the national PPM DOS implementation guideline with support of USAID private health sector program, which is implemented by APT Associates. And then in the same year, 20 private facilities were piloted to provide this TB DOS service. And it was shown that the outcome was very good. And then subsequently, this program was expanded to the current 2,295 PPM DOS facilities nationally all over the country. So just to mention something about private health sector program in Ethiopia. This is a USAID-funded program, which is implemented by APT Associates, a five-year project from started in 2009 and will be going up to 2014. So it is basically the objective is to partnership with to facilitate partnership with. Working with Federal Ministry of Health to integrate and expand clinical services of TB, HIV/AIDS, family planning, STI, and malaria in these private facilities. So of those 295 PPM dose facilities, 79% of them are supported by private health sector program. Well, these are private facilities, the distribution of private facilities in Ethiopia. And also this regional distribution. So, so what is what are these private facilities doing? To what inputs are? What is what to strengthen partnership between these private facilities and the public health system? They signed memorandum of understanding and free anti-TB drugs and AF reagents are provided to these facilities and regular joint support supervision was provided to these facilities by PHSP in collaboration with local public health office and regular external quality assurance of especially the lab, the AFB microscopy is done. So the objective of this study is just to demonstrate the performance and contribution of PPM DOS program in Ethiopia and specifically the proportion, contribution of proportion of cases for the national all form of case detection and to demonstrate the overall performance of these facilities. So study designs, cross-sectional using secondary data reported by facilities. Study setting is in those 232 private facilities supported by private health sector program. So the methodology as mentioned, source, study population, sampling procedures are mentioned there. So data collection, the data is collected between 2006 and 2011 and analysis was using EPI info version 3.2. So operational definitions, I have mentioned them. So the result. So over a period of 5 years, a total of 43,447 TB cases were diagnosed in those PPM, those facilities, all forms. It means extra pulmonary, smear positive, and smear negative cases. And the trend as shown is increasing over time. So, and also at the same time, the number of facilities rose from 20 in 2006 to the current 232 in 2011. And the contribution also increased, contribution of all form of case detection to the national case is also increased from 1% in 2006 to almost 10% in 2011. For example, in 2010-11, a total of 3,000 public and private vaccines. These are the nationally available all facilities providing this dose service. They detected cases close to 160,000, and those of those 160,000 cases, 9.5% or 50,052 cases were detected by private facilities. So the contribution is 10%. This is the same thing I mentioned earlier, the contribution of private facilities for national or form of case detection. And this is to show you the treatment success rate of cases that were treated in private facilities. You can see that 81.5% of all cases treated in private facilities are successfully completed and treated in private facilities. So the trend is increasing, though the standard is 85%. We are approaching to that end. So, on the other hand, when we see the treatment outcome, when we compare the treatment outcome of private and the private facilities and national, all providers, they are comparable, as you can see from the figure. And EQA outcome of facilities, on these private facilities also show they are within national standard. The national standard is false positive rate should be less than 2%, false negative less than 5%. As you can see from the graph, all of this finding, which is done by blind rechecking of AFP slides, show that they are within national standard. And HIV testing rate among TB cases in private facilities also increased over time, but the HIV co-infection rate is declining. That's because of the decreased incidence of TB in this private facility, or internationally actually. So what were the challenges? So some of the challenges were high referral rate from these private facilities to public facility, high transfer hours. It means once they started treatment, they will be transferred to other private or public facility, weak referral networking and confirmation mechanism, unavailability of chronic care or ART service in these private facilities, and weak linkage with community were some of the challenges. In conclusion, PPM DOST program in Ethiopia is successful and is contributing significantly to TB prevention and control efforts. And the treatment outcome of patients at these facilities is comparable to those in public facilities. And PPM DOST is an effective and efficient way of improving case detection, which should be scaled up and integrated into the national TB program. High referral rate also calls for establishing strong referral linkage between the public and private health facilities. So chronic care service, adding chronic care service to these facilities will make the service more comprehensive. And finally, with the way forward to expand to more facilities, to more PPM dose facilities, strengthening referral system, making ownership of this program and to make it sustainable, and increasing visibility of the private contribution by showing data at higher level, at the Federal Ministry of Health level. So I have these institutions to acknowledge, and thank you.